context, Caroline Casey. So here we are. And just a little full moon announcement. There are new leaves that have sprouted on the Lahaina banyan tree. There we go. Resilience. It's our mascot. Again, against all odds, we bloom again. So we are at Full Moon Radio. Deep roots and community allow us to rise to the occasion. That's the symbol for this full moon. Because, whoa, you know, it requires the rewedding of politics and magic, something this show has been dedicated to increasingly for 27 years, and you'll hear more. So we'll be playing segments of my anarcho-entheo-astro-animist equinox address in Viroqua, Wisconsin, with music by Soundplay. The whole shebang is available for download for a pledge of $50. 1-800-439-5732, along with Kropotkin's Mutual Aid and Erica Lagalisa's Occult Features of Anarchism from last week, but it's so important. So I did just return from adorable actual community of Viroqua, Wisconsin. You know, thanks to the great Astro Aries wizard mentor Jerome McGeorge, who flies on his magic carpet through the streets constellating community. So we are proffering the Anarcho-Entheo-Astro-Animist Equinox Address for a pledge recording, downloadable, for a pledge of $50. We are re-offering, just because it's so thematically great, Mutual Aid by Kropotkin. It's crucial, crucial, crucial. You know, you can spend all fall reading it for a pledge of $150. And also super, super great Occult Features of Animism by Erica Lagalisa for a pledge of $100. She's exploring hidden correspondences between anarchism, Renaissance magic, and the New Age movements. She advances critical scholarship regarding leftist attachment to secular politics. This is so, it's so perfect. Inspired by anthropological fieldwork within today's anarchist movements, her essay challenges anarchist atheism, right? The God that an atheist denies never existed is a wonderful saying. Insofar as it poses practical challenges for coalition politics in today's world. And just for the fun of it, you know, the entheo part, Swimming in the Sacred by Rachel Harris, Wisdom from the Women Healers of the Psychedelic Underground for a pledge of 100. All right. We're going to set forth our large, long segment from the Equinox Address in Viroqua, Wisconsin. Really super adorable. And here we go. Track one.
What a great, you know, equinox. Equinox, equal night and day. Equal Mars and Venus, equal visible and invisible. One of the powers of music, of course, is it's invisible, so it connects to the invisible. You know, it's the backstage spirits. It's also the green room. Everything has meaning if we track it back. We call backstage the green room. It's from Greek theater because it was sacred to Dionysus, the green man. So every actor, all of us really, regardless of their role, hero or villain, spent time in the green room dedicating to the flora and fauna of the earth. And here we are doing that too. So the visible and the invisible all equal. This equal time, right, because now it will start to get darker. And then, you know, at Stella Coyote's encouraging, we go, let's compost the hubris of humanism, humans as the measure of all things, you know, into nutrient for animism, which is the truth of animism. And I like to say animism, it's not a belief, it's just good manners, as though everything's alive. So for 25,000 years, at least that we know, people have gathered like this, you know, to honor this powerful time. Noor Hall says, deliberate celebration of the change of seasons stirs the creative powers of the psyche so that we are attuned, intuned. And what a great word, deliberate. It comes from Libra, right? So we're in this moment, the sun has just entered Libra. So the word deliberate comes from Libra. It comes from two verbs, librare, to liberate, and libare, to balance, right? So words are magic. So when we are deliberate, many teammates here are wonderfully deliberate, when we're deliberate, we're in a state of liberating balance. We go, ooh, what fun, let's do that. So Saturn, a little brief thing, many people know much, but just let the astrology wash over you. So the planets represent living qualities of intelligence that reside within us and connect us to the world. They like, part of our play is they like to be talked about, invoked, musically invited, so they hum. So each planet is a quality of intelligence. Saturn is our authority, our capacity to define things, to dedicate, to take vows. So it is the part of us all that we have been most likely to outsource to sociopathic criminal leaders, for instance, or anything that makes us cringe, right? It's a daily practice, just to notice where do we go, taxes, okay, but always useful to say, I am always invisible to the authorities except when I request their assistance. That's a useful thing to carry in one's little backpack. But so the insourcing of our own authority, this is a powerful, necessary thing at this dangerous time, right? We want to insource leadership back into ourselves, and so many beautiful dancing and rhythms and all of that too. That's all Saturn rhythm. Saturn lives in our hara, our belly. It's also associated with our goat. It's our sturdy mountain goat. So when we say, oh, somebody got my goat, right? It actually comes from horse racing, in which horses had a companion goat that was all important to them. And bad people before a race would get a horse's goat, leaving it all frantic. Right? But once we have that metaphor, like, oh, somebody got my goat, but I see my goat coming back even friskier and less obedient than before it got, right? So everybody assumes responsibility in the community for retrieving their goat, and even just to see it with its little outer space eyes and feel its little goaty hot breath here, we're calling our goat back. So it's good. So we'll introduce slowly the kind of quality of now and some wonderful to and fro with our musicians, and you're right, you could have gone on forever. It was just wonderful, just so wonderful. So this is the time, the transition from Virgo to Libra, from Mercury to Venus, when Legba, the powerful messenger part of ourselves, the language crafting part of ourselves with high standards and discernment, but who is an agent of the beautiful order that suffuses creation, hands the baton to Venus. Still, it's cumulative, but it's the leadership. We rotate leadership. So Venus says, and you can feel this in your heart, we have all come to make the world more beautiful. You can say ashe. Ashe. So, this idea of equal, trickster loves equal. So in astrology, everything is trickster, but Uranus represents, trickster, our own intuition, our own autonomy as well. And then it's associated with equality, democracy, synchronicity. And I was wondering years ago, what do those ideas have to do with each other? No sooner did I wonder that than events arranged themselves to make it very clear that when we look down at somebody or even up at somebody, there's no magic, there's no synchronicity. We all have different roles, musicians, or I'm talking, or but we all have different roles that we rotate, but backstage, equal, straight across, respect. The word respect, wonderful. Re is again, spect is look. So with Aretha Franklin, it's like re, keep looking until you can find something to love. That's good. So equality, democracy, synchronicity. When we treat each other with ally etiquette, these are all aspirations, and on a day like today, in this time, in the season, we put our desire, how we want to be on the altar of mysterious dedication and just go, oh, spirits of woof that animate the universe, hold me to this. This is the quality of person. I want to be equal. I want to have manners, not mismanners, but natural manners, And so it says, when we treat each other equally, the rate of synchronicity increases dramatically. Then it's the right person, the right thing, the right song at the right moment. So this is really good news for us at this perilous time. If we treat each other well, we say, to go backwards, the Dementors of Doom, bless their little cuckoo hearts, have more lawyers, although fewer and fewer, and money, But we, if we treat each other well, have the magic of synchronicity and being danced into place. So this is, it makes it a sporting possibility. So so here we are at this equinox, and it's twilight. It's twilight. The sun is setting now. And in fairy tales, twilight is such a magic time. It is neither night nor day. It is the place where magic happens. And we go, ooh, these portals, you know, doorways. And I'll just speak to some of the patterns that are with which we are being so generously proffered, right? We look at different key angles between planets. And so I'm just going to mention the moon, quintiles, Ceres, Demeter, dwarf planet, goddess of the earth. Venus, also quintile Ceres. I'll explain this. Jupiter, quintile Saturn. A quintile is a 72-degree angle, what we get when we divide the circle by five. Five is sacred to Venus. Venus forms a five-petaled orbital design over 8 years. So the quintile, the way I learned it a million years ago in astrology school, is irresistible eloquence. So it's like the backstage says, to all of you who care about the earth, who work for her, we bestow irresistible eloquence. You know, and it's such a democratic and wonderful capacity because it means for each one of us to have a true perception. We don't have to persuade or convince, which means to conquer. We can just hold a true perception, you know, and be like a tuning fork that hums in others. So nobody has to believe us. They go, oh, since you played that music, since you guided my gaze, I see that now, or I feel that now. And then my wonderful beloved friend, astrologer Sylvia Hanley said, Caroline, the quintile is that, but it's also the capacity to open portals between worlds. We go, well, now we're talking. And that's what we could feel with the music, too. It's like, ooh. You know, the muti means, again, we don't source power, we invite it. And the modern world has mistaken control and dominance for power. You know, and the whole Pluto realm says, no, true power is that which is invited with a dedicated heart. So for all summer, I've been in love with the word vessel, because in all languages, it means container, like an alchemical container that we want to be brewing here, and boat. Right, so I love that. We're going to sort of begin and end with the vessel. So we're putting our vessel together. And very kind, wonderful, welcoming in Viroqua. A denizen of Viroqua said to me last night, Viroqua is the Sedona of the Midwest. And I go, oh, that's adorable. I've been, you know, humming and cahooting with, you know, radio and to and fro and putting things together. Because the new moon right behind us in Virgo was a new moon whose particular quality, particular degree, was each person connecting with their lineage, with their lineage. Mm-hmm. It's like the Yoruba say, the ancestors have sent us all to complete their work. Wow. So the lineage kind of pouring in. And so I've been putting different parts of my life together. I'm choosing, see if it's all right with you, I'm choosing to think of Viroqua as a hotbed of anarcho-entheo-astro-animism. Is that all right? You know, and this is also, you know, the time that community come back into equilibrium. Equilibrium. We get to invite in mentors, people, allies, musicians from other times and places. I want to bring in the Taoist Rainbringer. When Richard Wilhelm was in China, there was a terrible drought, and the villagers summoned the Taoist Rainbringer, and he sat for like 3 days, like numma 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 numma, and then it poured and poured, and some say it even snowed. And so Wilhelm went to him and said, how did you make the rain come? And he goes, oh, no, 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 I didn't make the rain come. Where I live, things are pretty in harmony. When it came to your community, it was so whacked out, it took me 3 days to come into equilibrium and balance, and when I came into balance, the rains came.
Nice.
So let this be a companion mentor to us all, right? You know, no sense practicing tantrum yoga, right? There's so much that teases us into, you know, conniption fits, but conflict feeds the dementors, right? Please don't feed the dementors, right? So there's that kind of quality. It is the re-wedding of all that's been falsely estranged, where it dances in this equinoctial time. You know, and we're, you know, it's like, so thinking and feeling, no, they love each other. The heart and the mind, they love each other. There's no need to throw one out. It's all cumulative. You know, and I like to say magic is simply a willingness to cooperate with everything. So we're entering into this collaborative, cooperative realm. And the backstage, you know, the backstage ancestors and says, all you humans have to do tonight is completely redesign the human interface with nature. And then we'll have some other task for you. But that's a kind of top one too. So this time when Legba Mercury hands the baton to Venus, you know, but carrying all of the Mercury, all of the Virgo skills that we've accumulated, power of language and discernment, but Venus now chimes in and says, yes, critique diagnosis with a kind heart. It's like the most powerful mojo really is to be deeply discerning and to see, you know, the creepitudinous as well as the beautiful, you know, and to wish it well anyway. I mean, it's all very well for people who don't notice much to go, oh, it's all love. There's just no power to that, right? You got to know just how dangerous and creepy and terrible it is and love it anyway. And it's like, that's South African magic. That's the beautiful. And then I love for the Virgo part of all of us, you know, my moon's in Virgo, but it's, you know, Virgo feels great. This part of us feels great when it feels that it is an agent of the beautiful order that suffuses creation, an agent of it. It's why Virgo is called the ruler of ritual magic, the micro to the macro, the arranging, the careful arranging of beauty here, you know, and in our homes, you know, connects to the world. Small things have a huge effect. And Virgo feels neurotic when it feels that the only order that exists is what it creates, because then it's like, must buy 5 tomatoes and save the world. Ah, hell, it's too much. So that quality of, you know, being, we are willing to be agents of the order and danced into place, because, you know, I was saying that and you said you hadn't been dancing in a while. It's called, oh, no, but you're dancing now, beautiful Robbie. And then these small things, I love a Virgo woman was saying that she was helping a next door neighbor who'd been kind and adopted many homeless cats, you know. And she said, so we were tweaking her house until it sang, right? Just those little things. We love that so much. And I also love, you know, in this book, Initiate Brother, there's a man of great, great character, leader, who's out and about, and then terrible danger comes, like what we have. It's a book called The Initiate Brother about how to maintain tranquility of purpose when in the realm of evil collapsing empire, so it's, you know, relevant. So the man, nothing's going right, terrible things, so he retreats to his garden and everything feels off, just off, like, you know how that is sometimes. And even the stream in his garden had lost its melodious voice. So, here comes the Virgo part of all of us. He reaches into the stream and he picks up one small stone and he carefully replaces it. And the stream has its melodious voice restored and his mind clears and he sees who to trust, who not to trust, and how to save the world. Right? So it's, when things are overwhelming, it's like move one small stone, not any stone, right? It's the stone that wants to be moved. So taking our language craft with us, you know, adding Mercury language craft, language, one of the great original technologies of participation. And then it leads to Venus. Then, so there's language and art and all of that as always, all forms of participating. And the whole realm of Venus is, you know, inviting in. It's like in the really useful documentary, The Cave of Forgotten Dreams, you know, Werner Herzog is allowed to have access to the oldest cave paintings in the world. And you can see him and his film crew being moved by mystery. There's a fantastic horse, 25,000 years old, and 5,000 years later, somebody paints another horse next to it. And there's flutes made of antler all over. and there's a fire pit. And at a certain point, we can see Herzog seeing it. He says, so people gathered here for over 5,000 years, and they played music, and they shadow danced between the fire pit with the paintings on the wall. It's like, ooh, goosebumps, right? We know how to do this. So the purpose of the art was not even to be seen, it was portals, you know, to invite in. So, and here we are doing such things. So I feel just for play, all meant as an offering, not an imposition, you know, that we replace the too frequent use of the word fight with the word dance, right? You know, people often say, I've been struggling with this issue for years, and it's like, well, what does it feel like if you replace the word struggle with dancing? I've been dancing with this issue for years, and it's like, oh, much more movement and fun, you know? And, you know, the musicians up, and when we have more, you know, to undulate, again, dancing. So, you know, people say, how long will we have war? And it's like, as long as we keep using it as a metaphor. So this dance of all that's been... so all the goddesses of equilibrium, the scales, the balance, you know, this is the time when they are honored, when they kind of come into molecular actuality. So Mat is the Egyptian goddess of truth, right? Scales. Anubis guides us to the underworld, but then our heart is weighed against a feather, right? And if it's heavier than a feather, to the demonic, well, then Nam Nam eats you, right? Right. So that's quite an aspiration, that our heart be, you know, in balance with a feather, not heavier than that. You know, this idea also in Nana, justice, balance, aligned with nature. So, you know, some of you have been hanging with me. Some of you are like, who the hell is this? Some is familiar material. Feel free to chant along with me. But I have so liked Terry Pratchett's book, I Shall Wear Midnight. So pertinent to us. The cunning man has come to town and created mob mind. And mob mind is the atmosphere. And the young girl witch, whose job is to dissolve the power of the cunning man and the power of mob mind. But she says, mob mind, it's the rough music that causes somebody to pick up a stick and another person and to do cruel things, right? You know, and she says, we can all feel it in us, you know, this atmosphere, and for us all to be artists of atmosphere. For the compassionate trickster, one of the great places to begin to have a molecular effect on the world is the backstage atmosphere, which you all have done so well, music allies, to create the atmosphere conducive to the good. You know, so she says, you know, whenever, you know, we go, ooh, I don't know why I said that mean thing. I don't know why I had that hateful thought. She goes, it's the mind, you know, we're all connected. We're all in this dream together. You know, one of my favorite client allies is a forensic psychiatrist. Her job is to go into crime scenes to maintain kinship with the perpetrator. You know, and we've talked about this, that, you know, and it's all one thing, that any crime belongs to the collective dream in some way, and that a wise culture would say, how did this happen? You know, she goes to crime scenes where children have killed their mother, right? And she goes, we are killing our mother. It's all humming. You know, so that idea, you know, that pressure comes down and it erupts through thin membranes, psychic, psychotic, so close together, right? And again, how did this happen and how do we dissolve it? So the young girl witch, Tiffany Aiken in the novel, so wonderful, says her job, she says, the cunning man finds purchase in all whose hearts are full of grievance. It's like, oh, this is really important. I work with my friend Patricia Ewing. We do election magic. We do election magic councils, right? And I think they're pretty good, pretty useful. But she asked me, you know, what is the antonym of grievance? And I go, oh, that's a good question. Because all authoritarianism and tyranny runs on grievance. Like those people. Right? And so as when working on that, and I would think to myself, like, well, I don't have grievance. And then it's like, whoo-hoo. ooh, that person did that mean thing several years ago, and I'll never listen to that radio station. Whatever the thing is. Ooh. And it's one of those things where I was driving down the road and then just going, the fate of the world requires humans dissolving grievance out of their hearts. So we're going to do that now. Why not? Dream big, play fair. You know, the power of this gathering to start things that, you know, that everybody can take home and, you know, practice this at home, right? But it's in keeping with Neptune. It's, you know, solve a coagula, dissolve and reimagine. Dissolution is the secret of the great work. So with this, just feel in one's heart where we are willing to just dissolve all of that. Dissolving all little minding of who did what, you know, all of that. Dissolving, letting it go. And in trying to understand, like, well, what exactly is grievance, you know, or how do we define it, and can we keep some grudges? It's like, I think we can keep grudges. But it's one, you know, I prime the pump for everybody to define it for itself. Autonomy is a sacrament. But for me, I go, well, then a grievance is anything that's an impediment to blessing that person or that situation. And it's like, well, that's pretty good. You know, and so, you know, we've dissolved the grievance into these many, 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 many bowls. That's wonderful, and then from it, you know, we would just want to ladle out spicy blessing, all grievance into liberating blessing. It doesn't have to be nice. The word nice comes from nescient, which means ignorant. We're allowed to set in motion anything of which we would be the happy recipient. Right. So let all abusing power be moved to a place they can no longer harm themselves by harming others. Backpacks with the art of blessing. So many cultures, their days are woven together with blessing.
So many cultures, their days are woven together with blessing. It's why Deborah Felmuth, frequent guest of show, and I created blessing poker. You know, here's a blessing. That is a good blessing. Here's another blessing. You know, here's a beautiful piece of music or work of art from our culture. Oh, that is beautiful. Here's an even more beautiful work of art and music from ours. Keep it going, keep it going. So this is, I want to thank, you know, two callers, the priming the pump. Thank you, Gary, who says, Caroline, thank you for surrounding our hearts weekly with the glow of the universe. Oh, that's right. And I love on Facebook, somebody has a photo, it's a real photo from outside Albuquerque, and it's a road sign that says, universe closed, use rainbow. And it's because there is actually a street called a universe, and it's closed, and the parallel street is rainbow. Universe closed, use rainbow. That's really good. And Anonymous is so wonderful. We count on Anonymous in Petaluma. Great show as always. All right, so now we want to just stir that a little more, because this is so crucial. And, you know, listening to it, And talking with the good citizens of Viroqua, and they really did it. They really were dissolving grievance, right? And they go, oh, but then it comes back, right? This is practice. And one of the things about offering this Equinox address, to everybody for a pledge of $50, oh, why not? Five is magic, is that we can practice this. Because even just listening now, it's like, right, dissolve grievances, known or unknown, because it is a mean trick of the reality police to serve tyranny. Oh, there we go. So, team, we're offering the Anarcho-Entheo-Astro-Animist Equinox Address in Viroqua, Wisconsin. It's historic. It's historic. The citizens of Viroqua really turned out. We did amazing things. We went to the high school where they're studying water cycles, and we went to the Mississippi River, and we went to the farms, and we did a tour of Organic Valley, which is amazing, and we will report more on that in future. But that's why we want to keep this show alive, right, dedicated for 27 years to what is most crucial to us now, which is really the equinox is where we step into the center of the storm and dance. We dance our conflicts into harmony. We dance everything that has been falsely separated, back into the dance. We rejoin the choreography of creation. And part of that, and everything that we're offering this hour, as a real thing and also as a symbol, is about the resolution, the finding what, however we define politics, and it's good to define everything for ourselves, politics and magic, because no sense getting smoked on our strong suit, right? Because the up to no good dementors, they use the power of symbols, they use mass hypnosis, they use those things, and we want to step in to use it for great good, which again, you can have this Anarcho-Entheo-Astro-Animist Equinox Address in Viroqua, Wisconsin, download, because who needs plastic, with music by Soundplay. They did such a great job for a pledge of $50. And just because everything's in cahoots, it was like, so I come in and, okay, I'm going to be cahooting with these musicians, but they don't know what I do, and I don't know what they do, but the Equinox is like, okay, all right, if we just get out of our own way and glide into place, there it is. So we're also offering Mutual Aid by Kropotkin. It's a fabulous, beautiful, physically beautiful book for a pledge of $150. Every environmental activist, beautiful person that I've been hosting in the last living memory references Kropotkin. The time is now. The time is now for everything that elicits what is good about humans, about cooperating and mutual aid. And community radio, last week I broadcast from WDRT in Viroqua, Wisconsin, connected to KPFA. It was very, very beautiful. And they have their community radio station, and the technical wizards did a beautiful, beautiful job. Radio is magic. It's invisible. And we get to animate these desirable things, every week together. Well, all week, really, because the show keeps going. And people tell me that, people connect and do real things, all of that. So Mutual Aid for a pledge of $150. And Occult Features of Animism, I continue. My enthusiasm for this book is so crucial to us now because we've been hoodwinked. The progressive team, and we might want to think about that term, progress, I don't know. Anyway, we just want to play with words. But Erica Lagalise's Occult Features of Anarchism with Attention to the Conspiracy of Kings and the Conspiracy of Peoples, so crucial, because what she says is, we've been hoodwinked, YouTube videos about the Illuminati being a group of politicians and bankers, rather than what they were, a group of revolutionaries, who were dedicated against centralizing power of capitalist elites. She says, concerned persons with left politics and responsible social scientists must proceed to ask further questions, always good, such as, how has this topsy-turvy account of history come to pass? Who ultimately benefits? Right? Who benefits from, making politics all secular and no magic and no, connect with coyotes and ravens and things and experiment, experiment, experiment. The fate of the world requires our willingness to do it. remember the Thai saying, because we were never colonized, we never lost our animism, right? The loss of animism is a sign of the colonized mind, you know, and we are decolonizing on all kinds of levels to make ourselves available. And part of what you get guided through in this talk, which was pretty useful, I'm going to keep listening to it, again, for a pledge of $50 by calling 800-439-5732. Oh, look, a wonderful person, Lori in Santa Venetia, California. Bless you and yours. I've been listening to you for 27 years. My little son used to sing along with your theme song and repeat your funny, weird words and sounds. Much love. Thank you. Right, small things have a big effect. Large things also have a big effect. You know, so any amount of dedication is super welcome. As we define, you know, what is wealth, and the idea of community radio, this is so important. You know, Pluto, death, rebirth, enters Aquarius full on for 24 years on January 20th, 2024, you know, the toxic mimic of community is a cult, right? So we want to have the capacity to liberate everyone from a cult. You can't talk somebody out of a cult, but we can go backstage with atmospheric magic. There's more on that to play with. So everybody gets party favors just by listening to this show and also the Equinox address that we are proffering for a pledge of $50 by calling 1-800-439-5732. 1-800-439-5732. Call on behalf of your dogs. Many dogs listen to this show. And all of that. And then the many things that we're proffering. So everybody, this is our next very short clip, but everybody gets a bag of liberating lightning. There we go. Metaphors are the incarnational garb whereby power enters the world. You know, right now it says whatever metaphors you animate, you know, the vessel of our station, the vessel of this show, Jupiter says, I will fill it, you know, and you will be agents of filling that too. Yes, all of those things. Whatever I was about to say, but the usefulness of dissolving grievance as an ongoing practice, liberating lightning. There we go, and I gave an equinox council after the thing, after going on the Mississippi, after touring farms and the community of Organic Valley, a farmers co-op, has made it possible for diverse communities, Amish and everyone, I have a program with Black farmers in the South. You know. That's why the communities thrive, you know, cooperation as crucial. So this is a short little thing about, here's our Liberating Lightning track two.
Bag of Liberating Lightning, to hurl at any closed circle to liberate it into a spiral, right? So it's from Stella Coyote, who set the whole shebang going with Liberating Lightning. Nah. So everybody, you can practice. All right, try this at home. Take this home and practice it.
Right, so there you go. So everybody gets a bag of liberating lightning and practice this at home. And then in the Equinox Council, I discovered in myself going, we can hurl the liberating lightning at ourselves, right? Anytime we have some boring repeat thought or whaley whaley old story, you know, we can go, and liberating lightning to me. Yeah, and it is the full moon. It is the waxing full moon. It will be at 2:58 a.m. West Coast time. It's the full moon in which the moon's image is rooting down deep in order to rise to the occasion. And the sun's image is a witch feeding chickens, protecting them from the hawk, although she likes the hawk. And I happen to notice that Mars is at 21 Libra today and tonight. That's my sun. S-U-N. Its image is a child giving birds a drink at a fountain. That's what we're doing here. And it's also a whoosh of water seemingly motionless at its peak, the unbounded capacity to connect throughout life. And we go, that's what we're doing here. That's what we're doing here. And Mars in Libra and Venus's sign, you know, Mars, you know, in service to beauty and harmony. Thank you, Anonymous. Anonymous is such a great listener. This is, and Anonymous is everywhere. This Anonymous is in Walnut Creek, who pledged for Anarcho, Entheo, Astro, Animist, whatever it is, Equinox, and with music by Soundplay. That's really wonderful, really wonderful. And they gave more than the $50 that was asked. So much. All right, let's keep this rolling. Let's keep this rolling. Team, we have much before us, but again, you know, the crucial part of why I've been so enthused. Enthusos means that which makes the God within us dance, the divine within us dance. You know, it's like, right, okay, all these parts of ourselves are flowing together, going right, because they were once one thing, right? And that's the crucial thing that Erica Lagalise is and many and Kropotkin is that, you know, activism and magic and cooperating with nature were one thing. They started off as one thing, and that's what the Illuminati were doing. They're not bankers, they're us, right? And the book is full of, like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know. And even but many things that I didn't know, because anarchism was so important to me. So astrology first, anarchism then, and it's like, oh, I'm putting them together, but they belong together always. That's the super cool thing. So we're offering this recording with many things. I'll be listening to it over and over again too, because it's got these wonderful practices and the impromptu, beautiful collaborating with the musicians. You know, there's a lot more of me and of them, you know, in this hour and a half thing that you can have for a pledge of $50. That would be super great by calling 800-439-5732. You know, and part of it is, you know, using the vessel word, you know, so useful. Here we are. This show, this station is a vessel. And all of us contributing our attention are crafting a vessel, an alchemical vessel, into which we throw all the toxins and ladle out what we need to metabolize the poison and to be agents of calm response in a hot, reactive world. So crucial, and that we treat each other well. Not nice, right? As Granny Weatherwax says, we're witches. We don't do nice, but with equal respect. Hey, how you doing? Straight across. And that's what makes everything possible if we really embody democracy. The Jupiter, Uranus, and Taurus embodying. So it was twilight during that talk. It's the twilight of the year. These are magic times, these transitions. This full moon, the equinox full moon tonight, this transition, powerful, powerful to be available. Just, you know, believe nothing. Entertain possibilities, just to offer ourselves as believing. So we're going to end with the rollicking ending. It's really mostly music, but it's pretty fun, in which we've crafted our vessel, and then we get into our vessel as a boat. And this is our last moments here on the recording. But encourage everybody as you're listening to call 800-439-5732 and make a surprising pledge. Surprising to yourself, anyway, just for fun. We're offering many thank you gifts. I do love them. You know, at kpfa.org, you can see a plethora of fantastic things. This show, we're staying themed. We're staying themed. We have the recording of the Anarcho, Entheo, Astro, Animist, Equinox address in Viroqua, Wisconsin, with music by Soundplay, for a pledge of $50 by calling 800-439-5732. We'll start the finale as soon as I see the next person pledging. Oh, that's just because we're to and fro, we're dancing. And we're offering mutual aid. Beautiful, beautiful book. Physically beautiful. Beautiful in words. That you know, no solution without beauty. By Kropotkin. Great reference book. Crucial. Talking across borders. Did you know about this? You know, did you know that bees practice democracy and Christianity more than Christians? Anyway, many fabulous things. So mutual aid for a pledge of $150 or $15 a month by calling 800-439-5732. There you go. Occult Features of Animism by Erica Lagalise, where we can dissolve where we've been hoodwinked, right? Hoodwinked. the occult features of anarchism that the Illuminati and Renaissance magic that we need now, is part of our cultivating, part of our influence, part of our, whatever we're dedicated to is how synchronicity will speak to us as well, feeling our dedication. There are parts in the talk that I don't think we'll hear, but you can hear it if you vote, if you pledge $50, you can hear. We did many things, dissolving cruelty and dominance out of the human repertoire. That's useful to do every day. Keep practicing that. The time where we're led to deeply commune, what is our deep dedication? So I'm just waiting, 1-800-439-5732, or pledging online at kpfa.org. And once the next person pledges, then we'll do this fantastic rousing finale in which pretty much like the entire, it felt like the entire town of Viroqua, we all got in our vessels that we'd been crafting. Let's do that now. This station is a vessel. This show is a vessel. Each one of our listening team, we're all together here. We have a vessel, and we're going to get in our vessel. We're packing everything we need, our magic backpack, our bag of liberating lightning, our many other things, many, many party favors given to us. Just the next person who pledges, we get in our vessel and set sail. Will it be you? Right. 800-439-5732. Pledges anything, then we can get in our boats and set sail. Come on, team. 800-439-5732. There's many, many fabulous things, and part of there's the anarcho. And then here's the entheo, swimming in the sacred wisdom from the psychedelic underground by Rachel Harris, which is what must we not lose in the commercialization of psychedelics, really crucial. Anarcho, entheo, astro, animism. Come on, team, one more person. 800-439-5732. That's 1-800-439-5732. Or pledging securely online at kpfa.org. For want of one person, we don't want to miss the rousing finale. Come on, team. All right, what else can I do? I'll tap dance. That's it. But all these useful things, that our hearts be lighter than a feather. Let me do that now. There we go. And the definition of wealth. What does wealth in for each one of us, what is a wealthy community? Does a wealthy community have KPFA and the Visionary Activist Show dedicated to whatever we need to have a democracy? Pretty crucial as we face a disastrous, government shutdown in which it's being held hostage by creepitudinous thugs. Yeah, we're 3 days out from that. And whatever we dedicate to, I'll say it again, is how synchronicity converses with us. So, what are we dedicated to? I'm just waiting for one more person. I'm just going to wait here. No, I won't just wait here. But remember our dynamic, that no matter what we think about politics and define that realm as well for ourselves, we are electing flora, fauna, fungi. The word inaugurate is so crucial, right? It reminds us that politics and magic do belong together. Inaugurate the augur, the diviner within all of us would go out into nature, and nature would reveal the responsible enough-ish human, and then they would be inaugurated, right? So no matter what, to transcend any kind of kerfuffle of like, whoa, we are electing flora, fauna, fungi in whatever form is manifest, whatever is truly best for all of us, the whole Earth community. Uranus right now is trining the U.S. Neptune, the soul of this country. There are opportunities, cooperators are standing by, to quicken the desirable vision, the desirable inclusive vision of this country, and support the UAW. Really, 800-439-5732, one person. We're just waiting for one person, then we get to get in our boats and have a fantastic time. This is a mutual aid moment, right? 1-800-439-5732. 1-800-439-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org. You know, pledge, you know, $2.50. Or $2,500. Just one thing, 800-439-5732. You know, that's impressive. But since we're all in this dream together, right, we'll play with these things. Defining wealth, defining politics, defining it. It's like Karen Sanders, wonderful, maybe she'd be praised and blessed, years ago said, you know, I say to all my, you know, patients, you know, undergoing, you know, chemo or radiation, think of these as just as sacred as any herbs that you would take. You know, and to us, we say, oh, thank you, Anonymous, we can go in a moment. And think of politics, you know, as well as, you know, in its liberating form. All right, thanks to Anonymous and Geyserville, that's great, who has pledged for the Enerco, Entheo, Astro, Animist, Equinox address in Viroqua, and says, thank you, Caroline. All right, let's get in our boats now, and here we go, setting sail.
Musicians will take us out, and we imagine us all getting into our vessel. Johannes Trickster Genius says to each one of us, I'm going to connect you to the coolest things possible. Where would you like genius? Where would you like connection? You know, all Terry Pratchett says, genius is always sleeting through the universe until it finds a receptive molecule. And then it's like, Shakespeare. So it goes, we are receptive. We are willing to have irresistible eloquence on behalf of what we love. We are willing, tell me your story and I will tell it for you. To-ing and fro-ing. I go, right. So, and any other things you want to pack? So Yorna says, I'm going to connect everybody to the coolest things, most liberating thing possible, inwardly and outwardly, and all I want from you, says Trickster, Coyote, Bodhisattva, you know, liberating lightning, all I want from each one of you is a gesture of willingness. We are willing. Again, only if you want your life to work will you hoist your sails of willingness going, we are willing, right? And backstage goes, look, those humans have hoisted their sails of willingness. We'll send the wind. They're going on out there. And we say, you know, Aizan. Aizan is an Amharic word of support and encouragement to embrace challenge for those setting out on a beautiful, dangerous, but worthy journey. Aizan. All right, musicians. Feel free to undulate. Feel free to undulate. We're setting sail. Our sails are up. Our sails are up. Our hands are the tiller. Here we go.
All right, we're fading out before the incredible finale. If you want the incredible finale, if you want to sail out with the team, and it was really the whole audience, and Jerome who got up and danced a jig and undulated as well, you know, rising up. And thanks to Michelle and Capitola, Love Caroline and Visionary Activists everywhere. Okay, look, we're gonna really play now. Let's do this thing and magnetize. 800-439-5732 if you want the full finale in which you can telepathically participate with the town of Viroqua and everybody hoisting their sails of willingness going, yeah, no, we are. You know, engaging the magic that we've been scorned out of by serious Marxist, you know, whatever the thing is. And we are decolonizing. So if you want the full experience, you can pledge for that talk for a pledge of $50 or more, but 50 will do it, by calling 800-439-5732, 800-439-5732, or kpfa.org. And there's so many gifts. Wonderful Patricia in Bay Point, California. That's good. All right, let's keep it rolling into the realm of, you know, flush, right? It's a vessel. You know, Reverend Ike, we love many diverse people, says, you know, the ocean thinks you're silly if you go to the ocean and go, please give me a thimble full of water. How vast is one's capacity to give and receive, right? There we go. So that's wonderful, Patricia. Thank you so much. Again, join the team. We just did a little build-up. It's like, you know, not coming to the climax. The climax is in the recording, like, whoa, in which everyone was undulating. It was a huge town event. And it was an entire week of Equinox Carolingian cahooting. It was adorable. quite full on community. But again, community radio, increasingly important. You know, let's give this station and this show, you know, some flush, some surprising flush to dissolve, you know, dissolve all of our addiction to crisis, especially around money, going, there we dissolve that into Pluto's cauldron, that would be really great. So enticing, 800-439-5732. You know, any amount is great. You don't have to pledge for a gift, but we have wonderful. I love these. We can read them together. Mutual Aid by Kropotkin for a pledge of $150. Occult Features of Animism. So useful. I'm going to be spending more and more time with this, and we will have the author herself quite possibly in November. Love that. You know, and then the Entheo part as well. So wonderful, Novato, California. Love the Visionary Activist Show. That's great. All right, we're inching into, you know, modestness. That's good. But more, Saturn, Jupiter is our quintile right now. There's so many gifts to us, which is the dedicated vessel. Form a dedication in your heart, in all of our hearts, and Jupiter says, "I will fill it." Well, we're forming a dedication in our hearts of appreciation. Oh, look, and here's Anonymous in Forestville. "Hi, Caroline, I already donated to your show, but I'm a sucker for a charming goat story." Yes, excellent. All right, we're inching along. Let's swoosh along. Let's undulate along. 800-439-5732. Pledge for those who really can't, you know. And again, small good, large good, that would be good. You know, it would be wonderful just to move it on up. We know, it can feel like many beings have their hand out. I ruthlessly go through email and text going, "I love you, but no, I'm not giving, I love you." But this is a little bit different. This is where we convene, where we come together for community magic, you know, again, you know, grounded with practices. And that's why I am enthused by the recording that we played just a teensy bit from, but there's quite a lot in there. And right along, dissolve grievance every day. There we go. Start the day with dissolving grievance and tossing cruelty and dominance, dissolving it out of the human repertoire. Every day is a great practice. You can have a complete enlightenment practice, you know. Oh, that's great. And Marvin in Fremont, California, that's adorable too. For the premium of the Golem of Brooklyn. Oh, I like that a lot too. So we're inching into, that's good. It would be really great to get to at least four figures. Come on, team. You know, we can do it. We are all wealthy together. Right, and so it's, again, everybody give a little. Some people give a lot. You know, again, really wonderful. 800-439-5732 would be super, super wonderful, or pledging online at kpfa.org. This is so important. You know, we're going to be doing, you know, more and more with, you know, well, what are the practical ways we can really influence the molecular reality as a powerful, spicy blessing in practical, political terms. You know, we have endogenous receptors for cannabis, endogenous receptors for DMT. We have endogenous receptors for community and the stories of community. You know, and part of what's in that talk, but again, if you pledge $50, you'll hear the whole thing. Very briefly, the Arthurian Legends was an experiment to have magically cultivated people engaged in governance. Olly, income free. Calling everybody in. We need everybody to rise to the occasion, to root in order to rise to the occasion, and in mutual aid. You know, may this go well for you. So may it go well for the station. May it go well for the Visionary Activist Show. 800-439-5732. Nama, nama, nama. 800-439-5732. There's 20 seconds. It would be great to have somebody come in. Thanks always to Kirsten Thomas. It is such a great team here at KPFA. Thank you, team. We will reconvene next week and keep calling 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. Woof, 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 woof.